From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Close to 90,000 children and 23,000 adults have been dropped from Missouri's Medicaid health insurance program in the past year. House Democratic Minority Leader Crystal Quaid is calling for a legislative investigation and response. Quaid on Sunday publicly released a letter she wrote to Republican House Speaker Elijah Haar. In the letter, she asked him to task a committee of lawmakers with investigating the cause of the decline. Haar did not immediately comment yesterday. Quaid says the drop does not appear to be caused by an improving economy. She says if that were the case, Missouri would have also seen a similar drop in the number of people receiving food stamps. An Associated Press request for comment to the Department of Social Services, which oversees Medicaid, was not immediately returned yesterday. Missouri is getting an $81 million federal grant to help pay to replace a major bridge on Interstate 70. Congressional Republicans from Missouri announced the grant for the Roachport Bridge yesterday. Governor Mike Parson's office says the money will allow the state to build a new bridge just south of the current bridge. The current bridge will continue to be used during construction, so there will be few impacts to traffic. Construction is expected to start in 2021, and it's estimated to cost about $240 million. The federal grant will also kick in another roughly $300 million in state bonding to pay for repairs to 215 bridges across Missouri. The University of Missouri System's chief diversity officer is on his last week on the job and says there's now a warmer climate for students, but that there's more work to do. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
Kevin McDonald took his post 3 years ago, just months after the Concerned Student 1950 protests called attention to the experiences of Black students at the University of Missouri. McDonald is now on his way out to take a post as a vice president at the University of Virginia. He told KBIA and the Columbia Missourian he hopes the university will continue to focus on student success, faculty recruitment and retention, and community and alumni engagement, and not turn the focus to things like new buildings.
Diversity, equity, inclusion work has to continue to be a focal point. It has to be connected to different areas of organizational functioning if we are to see it blossom.
The Columbia Missourian reports that in a state where 11% of the population is Black, less than 4% of faculty at MU is African American. McDonald's last day with the University of Missouri is July 25th. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
Columbia's new city manager, John Glasscock, is tasked with filling vacant posts in the city government. The Columbia Missourian reports that Glasscock will shift from interim to permanent city manager once his contract is ironed out. He is already working to fill five vacant positions, including deputy city manager, finance director, police chief, fire chief, and internal auditor. Glasscock will present an annual budget for the 2020 fiscal year Friday. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.